Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 18th of July. The question for investors is whether anyone in the United States can currently advocate for interest rate cuts without appearing to be politically controlled. Yesterday, US Federal Reserve Governor Waller suggested that rates should come down at the next policy meeting, and made some economically plausible arguments in support of that view. The problem is that the overall view is politically tainted. Part of the coming inflation is a one-off related to US President Trump's trade taxes, although there are already real risks of second-round effects, which the Fed cannot afford to ignore. The US labour market is weakening, but so far fear of unemployment remains low, and that supports overall consumption. The Fed's problem is that economic uncertainty is unusually high because of the administration's highly unusual policies and the manner in which those policies are announced. We get another problem with political partisanship on display today. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment data, with its breakdown of sentiment and inflation expectations between registered Republicans and registered Democrats, is due for release. Republicans believe all is for the best in this best of all possible worlds. Democrats believe Weimar-style hyperinflation is at hand and everything is terrible. This partisanship makes the data itself pretty meaningless. The inflation expectations data has additional problems because of frequency bias. Trade taxes fall disproportionately on consumer durable goods. These have been a rising share of imports into the United States in recent years. But these are things that are not bought frequently. Even the most social media obsessed member of Gen Z is not buying a new smartphone every week. The prices of such items are therefore less visible. Meanwhile, retail gasoline prices have been coming down very slightly. In Japan, we have had the release of June consumer price inflation data, which moderated slightly more than expected. This sort of shift in official data is not likely to have any bearing on voters as they head into the weekend's upper house elections. Voters have a perception of inflation that's very unlikely to be altered by fluctuations in the official data. Using international definitions, the core rate of inflation was unchanged at 1.6% on the year. Europe's calendar is very quiet. There are German producer prices for June, which were released exactly in line with the consensus of the 9 economists who can be bothered to forecast the data. Yesterday, there were reports that the European Commission was drawing up another little list of areas to attack in the event of trade taxes being imposed on European exports to the United States. This is the normal course of events, except that this little list is reported to be focused on services. Trade wars have tended to focus on goods, what economists call mercantile trade, because trade taxes are an archaic institution and depend on outdated notions of how the global economy works. To extend to services would be an escalation that might have notably greater economic impact. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation
or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.